Tjenare, tjenare och välkomna. Hello and welcome. And today we're gonna do some more. I'm not gonna do Mowgli one, we're gonna do a grammar one. With some practice on something very important. And something very difficult in Swedish. It's the plural. How to make words plural. And unfortunately it's a lot more complex than in English. There are a lot of times where it's very hard to know how to make a word into plural. But of course there are some rules, some more complex than others, and first we'll begin by dividing the nouns into common gender, the N words, and the neuter gender, the et words. And this is pretty important. First we're gonna do the neuter ones. Neuter gender words are all words that have the definite article et at the end of it, like barnet, the child, or jobbet, the job. The indefinite article is almost the same. It's just you put it before the word, like et barn means a child. Ett jobb, a job. And good thing to know is that the indefinite article ä or en in English is in Swedish the same as the number one. So a child and one child are both translated to ett barn. Well, it's good to know the difference between the definite and the indefinite. When you say the child, you mean like a specific child, it's something definite. And if it's just like a random kid, you don't even know it's a child, undefinite. So the definite is the, and which comes in the end in the Swedish word, like the child is barnet and a child is ett barn. So for the neuter nouns, it's the only thing we need to keep in mind when making it plural if it ends with a vowel or not. If it does, like ställe, which means place, you put an N in the end. Ställe, ställen, place, places. And if it doesn't end with a vowel, you do nothing. Like jobb means both job and jobs. So that's pretty easy. And but unfortunately this is easy as it gets. Before we move on to the new common vowels, the common gender ones, we'll first practice these neuter ones a bit. And I will teach you the word for several, which is flera. Flera. Just try to say that word, flera. Okay, I'll begin with the N group. So the words ending in a vowel. So a place is ett ställe. Several places is flera ställen. So just repeat the word ställe. Ett ställe, flera ställen. Yeah, and the next word is photo, foto. That means photo. So repeat after me. Ett foto. Flera foton. Ett foto, flera foton. Okay, next group is the unchanged. First word is name, which is namn. So just say the word namn. Ett namn, flera namn. Ett namn, flera namn. Then we have jobb, which means job. Jobb. Ett jobb. Flera jobb. Ett jobb, flera jobb. Okay. Next we have år, which means year. År. Ett år. Flera år. Ett år, flera år. Same, same. Pretty easy. So, if a neuter gender word ends in a vowel, you put an N to make it plural, like ställe, ställen, foto, foton. And if it ends with a consonant, you let it be unchanged, like ett namn, ett jobb, flera jobb, ett år, flera år. So now it's time to dig into the more random stuff with the common gender nouns, the N ones. Well, here we got four groups, sort of. I'm just gonna go through four. Those that ends with R, R, OR, and the irregular ones. So it's ER, AR, or OR. R, R, OR. The OR one is the most simple one, so I'll start with that one. Nouns in common gender, which ends in A, in singular, has the OR ending in plural. So take away the A, the A, and replace it with OR. Like this. First word is vecka, which means week. As in, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, whatever, not that you're like a week in the body, of course. So, just repeat the word vecka. En vecka. Flera veckor. En vecka, flera veckor. Next one is resa, which means journey or trip. So repeat the word resa. En resa. Flera resor. En resa, flera resor. Okay, next one is gata, which means street. So say the word gata. Okay, en gata. Flera gator. En gata, flera gator. Okay. Next one is the R and R groups. And yeah, these are pretty difficult. There are some tricks to have a higher chance of getting it the right one, but that's going to be a bit too advanced. So most of the time you just have to know by heart. Yeah, it's pretty shitty, but this is how it is. So we first take a couple of R nouns. first is dag, which means day. So Dag. En dag. Flera dagar. En dag, flera dagar. Next one is kväll, which means evening. Kväll. En kväll. Flera kvällar. En kväll, flera kvällar. And then a couple of R-nouns, which may be the most common group of them all. So, yeah, maybe if you're unsure, you might just take a chance and guess that it's an R-noun. That might be good, I don't know. So, whatever. The first one is fest, which means party. Fest. En fest. Flera fester. En fest, flera fester. Next one, lektion, which means a lesson. Lektion. Lektion. En lektion. Flera lektioner. En lektion, flera lektioner. Okay. So we had among the common gender nouns, we had if it ends with a, like vecka, you take away the a and you put an or ending to make it plural, like en vecka, flera veckor. And if it doesn't end with an a, well, it's either R ending or R ending in plural, or it's irregular. And now I'm gonna go through some of the horrifying irregular ones. There are not that very many, and a part of them are actually also irregular in English, which shows a common heritage. So, first one is man, which means man, man, en man, flera män, en man, flera män, which is definitely very close to the English one. Actually, the plural one is spelled differently, but you say it exactly the same. Men. Means men. Anyway, next one is a land, which doesn't mean land. Usually it means country. So, just say the word land. Ett land. Flera länder. Ett land, flera länder. Next one is natt, which means night. Natt. En natt. Flera nätter. En natt, flera nätter. And if you're familiar with German, I think that even more have the like Like in German, you say Nacht, and in plural you say something like, oh, I don't know, but it's like a bit similar. And also in these irregular ones, it's very common for the plural one to have an umlaut, and that is the two dots over an A or an O. Two dots over a letter is an umlaut, and you can see like for the plural word of man is men, and it's an A with an umlaut, and in the word länder, which means countries, you have an umlaut over an A, and also the same is in the plural word for night, nätter, it's also an umlaut. So it's like similar stuff, even if it's irregular. And there are some more irregular in other ways, but they're very small groups and stuff, so I'm not gonna go through that. What I'm going to do is do a little more practice. And you have to use your brain now. 'Cause you have to remember all these. Oh, I'm not gonna take any irregular groups, but I'm gonna take the two groups for neuter nouns and the three of groups for common nouns. All three, like not the fourth, the irregular one. So you have to. I'm gonna say the word. I'm gonna say the word in singular, and you are gonna say it in plural. So I'm gonna say ett ställe, for example, and then you're gonna say flera. Oh, what is it? So for the first one, just keep in mind that it's a neuter gender because I say ett. So ett is neuter and en is common. Like you can hear it in the word, like. Et has a T, like the word neuter, like et neuter. And common, the word common has an N in it, so you know that N words are common. So, first one is et ställe. So just say it what it is in plural. Yeah, the right answer is flera ställen. Okay, I'll take another one. Just keep in mind that those ending with a vowel, you put an end. Those ones who doesn't end at a vowel, you don't do anything. So, next one is ett namn. Right answer, flera namn. Next one, ett jobb. Right answer, flera jobb. Ett foto. Flera foton. Last one in the neuter group. Ett år. Flera år. Unchanged. I hope you got that right, 'cause now we're gonna move on to some common ones. Like the ones ending with an A, you just put replace the A with ur, and well, the other ones you just have to try to remember. Let's begin. En vecka. Flera veckor. En gata. Flera gator. En fest. Flera fester. En lektion. Flera lektioner. En resa. Flera resor. En dag. Flera dagar. En kväll. Flera kvällar. En fest. Flera fester. Yeah, I know, I took that twice, whatever. And now I'm gonna take some new ones. And I'm not gonna tell you anything about them. And there are gonna be two. Oh no, I'm not gonna say how many it will be, but they're gonna be mixed. And remember to listen if it's neuter or common. Or listen on the ending sound of the word. So, first one. En krona. Flera kronor. Ett språk. Flera språk. En låt. Flera låtar. En tjej. Flera tjejer. Ett barn. Flera barn. En krona. Flera kronor. En kvinna. Flera kvinnor. En tjej. Flera tjejer. Ett språk. Flera språk. Ett barn. Flera barn. All right, this was the longest lesson so far, and I hope you learned some. It's pretty difficult, this, and the best thing to do is probably to read a lot, so you get a feeling for it. But especially for the R and R words. But if you know if the word is neuter or common, that would be a great help to make it plural. Anyway, this was it for me today, and keep it up. Ha det gött.